So welcome, everybody. It is July 14th, 2022. This is Sales as Story, Part 1. So excited to see you here. We're going to begin in Shavasana, as we often do, not always, but often. And I suggest you go camera off for this, just so that you can really go inward, take some time for yourself just for a few minutes to gather, be centered, and be ready for a huge up-leveling in how we do sales in our companies and how this can be done in an honoring and aligned way. So in Shavasana, lying on the floor if you can. If you need to, you can be seated and do a meditation. But if you're able to lie down, again, camera off just for this part so that you can just really go inward. If you're able to lie down, find a place where you won't be bumping into walls or bumping into anything, furniture, books. Make sure that there's distance between you and the things around you so that you create spaciousness. Have some support beneath your head and neck, so a pillow or a blanket. Make sure it touches the shoulders but doesn't go beneath them. And then check and see, is your low back comfortable? If it's not, place some support beneath the legs, be a rolled blanket or a bolster beneath the thighs. Or you can place your calves on a chair or on a couch or a bed, just so that the low back is relaxed. If your back is fine, you can just make sure there's space through the low back. So bring the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Extend the legs out one at a time in front along the ground, stretching one leg out and then the other, sliding that heel along the floor, and release the baby toes to the earth. The rest of the toes follow. Let the legs be relaxed and at ease. Arms relaxed and at ease. Let the whole body release to the floor. And close your eyes if you haven't done so already. Just let go. Relax all the tiny muscles of the face. Cheeks, do that forehead, relax the eyebrows, relax the jaw, soften the skin of the scalp, let your eyes go inward, so imagine the eyes receding toward the back brain. Ears also receding toward the back brain, as though eyes and ears meet at a point at the back brain. Or a withdrawal of the senses, inward. Mind quiet. The quietness of the breath. Thoughts arise, let them go, it's unimportant right now. Return to the breath. Let each breath be nourishing to you. If it's like food or fuel to us. On a life force energy. That life force energy flowing through you with each and every breath. Mind be at ease. Focused, one pointed on this moment of this breath. And then allow the breath to deepen. Start to wiggle the fingers and toes. Any movement back to the body. Move in any way that feels good to you. And bend the knees, roll onto your right side. Support your head with your upper arm and weight. Softly open your eyes, gaze toward the floor. And then, using your hands, keeping the head and neck heavy but the chest light, slowly, slowly press yourself up to sitting. Return to our virtual circle, camera on, so that we can have that one pointed attention. Here in this virtual circle together. Back, welcome back. I'd love to hear from one or two of you. What did you love about your Shavasana today? We focus on expands. What we want to focus on is what we love. What we love, then that grows. I'd like to begin. What was beautiful in your Shavasana today? Heidi, thank you.
This morning, I had a lovely thing happen, and someone I knew years ago had reached out and told me that at her place of business, someone who is running, they have a diversity program at work, and someone who runs an autism program emailed her, oh, we're starting a book club, and here's the name of the book that we're using, and it was my book. And I said to her, my heart is singing from thank you for telling me. And she said, well, I wanted you to know that your story makes a difference and Ethan's story makes a difference. And I said, thank you so much. And if you like, if your book club would like, I'd love to speak with your book club. I'd love to come and talk with them. And she said, I think they would love that. And so what I said, what hit me in that beautiful experience was this was someone I knew many years ago. And we've not been in touch. We were in close friends. And here yet she left the past and moved into my present, seemingly out of nowhere. Today, during Shavasana, when you said the eyes and the ears met in the back of my brain, and I thought, they're meeting in the back, where potential is, where other things from the back may be coming into the front. And I was so happy that my eyes and my ears were in the back of my brain where they usually don't go. I don't think I usually go there. But it was like, I wonder what's back there and how beautiful for them to meet back there and then maybe, and then come back to the front. So that was truly the meeting in the back of the brain brought me back into the experience today of this woman from the past showing up in the present.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Heidi. It's Shavasana is tied to what we're doing out there in the world. And we want to go into that quiet space and of just nothing happening. But in that, well, there's tons of stuff happening in Shavasana, but it's just quietness. It's just silence. And in that, I love that, you know, the beauty of this wind. This is like jumping ahead. I was going to ask for winds. I already shared it, right? Beautiful. You know, the beauty of our day and our lives can emerge there, and it can emerge spontaneously without us trying. And in fact, we're trying to let go of anything. We're trying to let go of, we're working, not trying, but working to let go of whatever's going on. But things also bubble up, and Shavasana gives us the space to actually let things be. Shavasana is seen as like integrative. It integrates. It integrates in a yoga practice what we've learned at a cellular level. And there's something of putting ourselves together in Shavasana that happens. So I love that piece of what's going on for you got integrated in that quiet practice of Shavasana. And yeah, we're so often in that, you know, busy mind, and at the back, I think of it as stillness, as quiet, as something deeper, right? So, and again, if you think, if you think very literally, it's like, no, I can't go to the back of my brain. It's like, just experience it and see what happens. There's a drawing inward that happens, that you experience so lovely, in such a lovely way. Thank you. Love it.
Well, just want to add to that, Michelle, that time of my life with Ethan, what the school that we were at was what I think of as a negative experience and a painful one. And yet it was out, and I didn't expect good from it. And here, the good that showed up today was exactly from that place that I didn't expect it.
Often it's like it gives us this neutral slate, this place of peacefulness and quiet out of which a different kind of story can emerge, not because we're trying to construct a story, but because we've given ourselves the time to allow something higher than us to integrate at a different level. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to undermine its deep power as well, to actually transform our stories into something beautiful and to notice the beautiful that's happening. And again, what we're working to do in Shavasana is something completely other than thoughts arising. We're letting them go, but experiences happen in the process that allow us something deeper in our lives. I love that. Thank you so much. Let's hear from one more of you, something about Shavasana that you loved, because what we love, we're just going to keep doing, right? It's like bees to honey. It's not, you know, I've got to beat myself into submission to do this thing that I hate. And we were creating the opposite of that in our lives and our companies. One more thing about Shavasana that you loved. It could be, wow, I breathe. It's great. Who would like to share? Jonathan and then Anna Maria. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just love the fact that it allows me some time just to be still. And, you know, I've got a million things going through my head right now. Tomorrow's my big day, you know, where I give notice, and I'm super psyched about that. I've got a gazillion emails all lined up to send, and I know almost down to the minute when I'm going to send them. So it's just great to have that little moment of just saying, you know, there's a lot of noise out there, and just be present and just enjoy this moment of just calmness and reflection and understand that everything's going to be okay. It's one of those moments for me.
Fantastic, Jonathan. And it's right in my notes later on. And I was in a meeting with Yvonne earlier and I'm like, oh, I can't wait. So before we get to Anna Maria, because you've just been talking about it, we're going to skip down in my notes because I'm like, we need to celebrate Jonathan today and your huge leap and just the next step too. It's a huge leap and it's just a step. It's just taking the next step, right? Just want to celebrate you stepping into your life, stepping into your company, stepping into your birthright, you know? And again, I love that you say all this stuff swirling around and take a breath. All is well. All is so, you know, it's so much all is well. Like this is your life. So will you join me in congratulating Jonathan and just celebrating this fabulous and long-awaited, Jonathan, how long have you been, will you share with them? I know, but you don't have to, but how long this has been in the making, something of,
well,
just give them a rough idea.
Yeah, so
if you will.
It's happened at two different junctions in my life. 8 years ago, I could have gone out on my own and done it and would have been amazing. And then prior to that, it was 11 years beyond that where I was at a junction where I was like, I could do this, but I didn't because I was scared. So this has been a very long time coming. And thanks for all the encouragement and notes, everybody. And I'm going to share one thing that happened to me last week, just before I went out on vacation to see my brothers, both of my brothers. I was nervous that I was writing a proposal, a large fee for a project with one of my major clients. And I told myself, listen, when I send this proposal, I need to talk to him because he's got to know that I'll send him this proposal, but I am not going to be working on it for that team, for Luma, the company I currently work on. I need to let him know because I respect him and I don't want to hand him something and I'd be like, great, enjoy it, I'm out of here.
Right.
And so I was nervous about this because he's a strong character. He's a no bullshit kind of character. And if he's going to be pissed off about it, he's going to be pissed off. And so I called him and to my great surprise, he said, well, yeah, Jonathan, for crying out loud, when we thought about who we wanted to work on this, we said, call Jonathan at Luma Lighting Design, not Luma Lighting Design. So we said, when you get back for your vacation, write me that proposal in your own name for your own company.
Jonathan, yeah. Fantastic. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yes. And it is a big project and with a very big, hugely well-known architectural firm in the States and worldwide. So yeah, it's a big deal. So I was just amazed that there's, not only are you guys all rooting for me, this guy who I've kind of been in awe of and a little bit scared of for my last 15 years working with him, he wants me to succeed. It's like, wow, that's so cool. So yeah, Carly, just so you know, it's with SOM. Carly will know the name of this firm. Big international, well-known firm, SOM, that I've been doing work for a long time. And he was very encouraging of me to get out there and do it.
Ah, Jonathan, 8 years in the making, 19 years in the making, just leaping out and already you're doing the work. It's already happening. Will you guys all please, because it's a really big moment, would you join me in celebrating Jonathan in his beautiful leap? Like, congratulations. You can thank unmute you for this. Like, I like, let him hear you. You know, if you choose. Like,
woo-hoo!
So
thank you.
For you. Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate it. Yay.
So good. Oh, well, I love that, we're like, so good. So good. So good. So thank you for sharing, Jonathan. Like I said, it was in my notes for later. The wind in my notes later for celebrating Jonathan. I love it. You guys are already like 10 minutes ahead of me, So Heidi, Jonathan, so beautiful.
Thanks.
So happy for you. I've been thinking about you so much this week, Jonathan. And just, over the last while too, in this big leap. And it's encouraging then for all of us too, like, catch that leaping energy. We can do this. We can make a change. We can decide what we want. We can go for it, right? And that's exactly what our people are doing. We're going to be talking about strategy sessions today and sales and how that happens. It's the same energy. It's like Jonathan said, I was going to, but I was scared. And then he did it, right? So thank you for modeling that for us too. I mean, you were doing that on purpose today, but modeling that. It's like somebody wants something, really wants something, but just leap forward and go for it. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Like, how do we facilitate that? How do we help people have that moment? So Jonathan, congratulations. So awesome. So happy for you. So proud of you. So wonderful. Like, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Happens here, happens now. So good. Anna Maria, do you even remember what you thought about Shavasana? I haven't forgotten. We'd love to hear from you.
I don't. I'm so excited and happy and inspired by Heidi, by Jonathan. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Shavasana, I felt in a lot more alignment, a lot more grounded, and more peaceful too.
Every single one of those words, the fruits of Shavasana, absolutely. And let's use that as our jumping off point for the work that we do in the world, right? Fantastic. Thank you. Awesome, awesome. Anything else burning to be said without which we can't go forward? Anything, any other top moments about Shavasana or anything burning to be said? We're good to go? Okay, fantastic. And you know what? I don't always see what's in the chat, but I happen to catch it. Carly says, Jonathan, if there are any industry-related resources you need or want to bounce or want to bounce ideas off of, I'm happy to help. Carly, thank you for that. I love that. This is such a giving community. I'm like, when I glance over the chat, there's people giving, to each other, like with such heart and with such joyfulness and with such love. I just thank you for being in my world. Thank you for being here together. Like, what a fabulous, amazing community we have. Thank you for that, Carly. And I don't know if you guys were in gallery mode, could see Carly's face, but Carly is an architect. When she heard the name of the architectural firm, and it's not my field, right? But she was like, oh, that Jonathan's working with now. Like, so good. All right, just a couple of announcements. I've already set up, Jonathan's getting Carly a call. Okay, I'm gonna stop the running commentary about that, get over to my notes. because I'm in a hotel room today, I've got my notes over here on my computer. I usually have them pretty set beside me, so I'm going to be going back and forth a little bit here. Just a couple of announcements. Just a reminder, part two of Sales and Stories next Thursday, but check announcements in Slack and check the calendar, and we will always have the dates there for you. So just wanted to remind you, same time, same place. Office hours tomorrow, 9 till 9:50. Change the timing on that, whatever it's on the calendar. I mentioned you need to update that, but 9 till 9:50, so I can get to my call afterwards and so that a question doesn't come in at the last moment. They don't have time to handle, but we stay on Slack for office hours unless Zoom is needed. Oh, right here it says, Jonathan, congratulations. We already talked about that. That's right here in my notes. And Wins, oh my goodness. Heidi right away brought us into Wins, but I just wanted to see who has a win that they would like to share. Did I say Tuesday? Oh, Thursday, I did. Yvonne, Sell the Story is Tuesday, not Thursday. It used to be Thursday. We moved it to Tuesday. See, don't trust me, and especially when Amy is away this week, be patient with us. Amy is out of town this week, and when Amy is away, I'm not the one to rely on for dates. Thank you, Yvonne, for correcting me with all that. And it's all on your calendar. Believe the calendar. The calendar is what says this. Thank you, Yvonne. I try not to make deals writing them up for me. It's like, oh, goodness, stay in your lane. You know, not my area. All right. So call for wins just for a minute, because a retreat. And for 2.0 on 2.0 version on Thursday, and Yvonne did a mini consolidation at the end of the day on Thursday, and she got back to me. You guys were all out there taking action. I'm so excited about that. It happens by talking to people. Jonathan, we today. It happens even, you know, when we talk to people in our area, it came up. He wasn't even having that intention. They're out in service, talking to the person, putting in a proposal and so on, and it happens. So the assignment for High Ticket Virtual Retreat that I gave you, again, is just, you already know people. Yeah, follow them. Go send them a Facebook note, go do it now. I would love to hear the win. And I want you to know, too, that a win, sometimes we think of it, it has to be, we think it has to be really giant and already completed, and especially after we just heard Jonathan's big win, we might go, oh, well, you know, I only have this win. I just breathed today. Well, great. You know, you actually felt the breath. Yeah, you know, that's a huge, huge win, right? Maybe you called somebody and they spit in your face. You know, I call that a win. It's like, wow, that's not my ideal client. How cool is that? Right? I know about that person. Wrong client. I called 10 people. Everybody said no and hung up on me. Great. I know who not to call. And one of my teachers said she used to put like 10 Q-tips around her computer. And she couldn't leave that. She needed to make 10 calls to people that she could help. There were 10 calls that where it could lead to a sale. Taking it personally. And it's like she couldn't end the day until she'd made those 10 calls. Quit taking it personally, quit taking it personally, quit taking it personally, quit taking it personally. So, you know, by the end of those 10 calls, she could, you know, end her day. And the trouble is she got better and better at sales because she kept making calls, super heart-centered. It took longer to get to those 10 because more people said yes, the more experience she got. So just going out there doing it, just going out there and doing it is so important. And so quit taking it personally. And then another little, and I'm already giving you some sales tips here. One of the things you can do is, you know, you can play games about this too. You can go, well, every time somebody says no, I'm going to put $5. I've got $50 in my pocket. I'm going to go spoil myself. And the next time somebody says no to you, you're going to go, yay, you know, I'm not $50, right? So, that you can play with yourself and around sales. So I just win, try to retreat and honor your wins. I know everybody who was there who was talking to Yvonne. All took action. She told me she's so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, right? All took action. So the action itself is the win. We'd like to share something that you did that you want to celebrate. And I told you some of the ones that I would celebrate. I celebrate somebody spitting in my face. I'm like, yeah, not that person, no spitters, you know? Diane, you love the Q-tip. Yeah, perfect. Love that. Quit taking it personally. All right. Who has a win to share from actually taking action, being out on the court? We already heard actually This is, you know, huge wins from Heidi, from Jonathan. Carly, thank you.
Well, I've just started kind of marketing my disadvantaged business certification that I have as a woman-owned business, and haven't really put it in the forefront too much because I don't want to lean on that for success necessarily. But talking with a contractor, they are actually teaming up with another contractor and merging, and they're going to be veteran-owned mainly. And so this is actually going to put us in a position to work together as a team going for more government contracts. And so I'm really excited about this because the Las Vegas just got $335 million for improvements to do on the airport. And so we're going to be trying to go for some of these projects together.
Wow. Fantastic. Oh my goodness. Curly, congratulations. You know that when we're here together, we're on a moving sidewalk, right? So, and you know, the magnitude of the wins shared already here, you know, Heidi, Jonathan, Carly, you know, sometimes you might, wherever you're at, so Carly, thank you for sharing that. That's so, so, so awesome. Wherever you're at in your company, it might have kicked up an editor, like, oh, I'm only, right? But I want you to remember, we're on a moving sidewalk here. If you think you're standing still, you're moving forward so fast and don't even know it because there's such accelerated progress and wins and knowingness and being in the joy of doing it in this community. So Carly, fantastic. Such fantastic wins. I have to do some preemptive editor proofing for people. Their win is beautiful. And even sometimes for those who just shared these big, big wins, because then we go, wow, how do I beat that? Or I got to keep that up. You know, even if we kick up an editor for ourselves, even some big nods from Jonathan, right? So let's hear another win from something that you did out there in the court. It doesn't matter what happened, you did it. And we're here to celebrate that. So who would like to share? Here, at least one more win. Actually being on the court, doing it. And again, I know you've heard such wins. There might be an editor kicking up a fuss. Diane, thank you.
Yeah, my editor is.
thank you for speaking up, because then you're giving permission for everybody. Because I don't know, let me just see by a show of hands, who's, you know, that voice inside that doesn't serve us, who's had an editor kick up any time in their lives ever and wanted you to feel like, you know, it's not enough or what, like, raise your hand. Oh, what do you know? I know it's going to be everybody. Right? We've all had that, right? Diane, thank you for speaking. Good.
I phoned two people on Friday, and I think it was Friday.
Stop there. You phoned two people on Friday. This is how business happens, right? I just want to celebrate that. I don't even know what comes next, but it's like, yes, do that. Do that. If I only said that on this call, do that. We're good to go. Everything else is detail. All right. Well done. And then you want to say something more about it too. Go ahead.
Actually, the one woman I called was the grandmother of the little 8-year-old boy that I had done Reiki with 9 years ago. And he's now graduating into grade 10. He's doing very well. Still has an aid, but he's doing very, very well. And
Diane, this is huge. We've heard about her before, right?
Yes.
And what a fabulous thing to do. Here's somebody who loved the work, whose life was transformed hugely. Why wouldn't we get in touch? It could just be that we could help. And then maybe sometimes that happens now. Sometimes it happens a year later. Sometimes it happens 6 months later. Phenomenal. Phenomenal move. This is how it happens. Thank you. And you want to add something as well? Something else?
And the second woman I phoned was one who had been referred to me. And she had a short time frame. So I rebooked her to talk to her.
Oh, did you hear the win in that? That's what you do.
Yeah.
And if we didn't do things like that, in 2014, that's when Yvonne joined this community. If we hadn't done that, because Yvonne was on her way into a meeting, we spoke for maybe 4 minutes, we rebooked for later, and she's still here 6 years later. Wait, is that six? 8 years later. No, is that right? 8 years later. Great job doing that. A short time, you book another call. What you're doing is fantastic, Diane. Thank you. Anything else you want to add about that? I so want to celebrate that. Fantastic. Well, that's really what I want to get across today. That's it. Everything else is just details on how that happens, right? And then something about, well, now what do I say to them, right? Now that we're in touch with somebody that I could actually serve. All right, really good. Anything else wanting to be said, without which we cannot go forward? Good to go? All right. Is the sound still okay? I had my phone over here for a little while. I think it's still better that the sound through my phone. You guys can hear okay? Good. Okay, good, good. I'm sometimes remembering to break up these recordings into little pieces. I'm going to do that because I'm going to go into some training from here. We're already learning so much about it, but that way when you access the recordings afterwards, you'll be able to access them a little bit better. I'm not always doing it, but sometimes remembering. Here we go.